IPPI News, I'm Ben Thomas. Campus demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war have been intensifying. Large numbers of New York City police officers have begun entering Columbia University as dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters remained on campus, university officials threatening expulsions. Earlier in the day, House Speaker Mike Johnson called the situation out of control.
So we called for the police to come in and take care of it. If they're unable, then we need the National Guard. We have to have control of campuses.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Use of the National Guard on college campuses, really, that decision-making has to start with the governor of, you pick the state, because that's their responsibility.
More than 1,000 arrests have been made in 9 states in the past 2 weeks, some after violent clashes with police. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel plans to open a major humanitarian aid crossing into northern Gaza. He's in the region trying to advance ceasefire negotiations that appear to be gaining momentum. However, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is again vowing to launch a ground offensive into Gaza's southernmost town of Rafah, with or without a deal. Blinken says Israel knows the U.S. opposes such an operation.
Along with the humanitarian effort, our focus right now is on getting a ceasefire and hostages home. That is the most urgent thing, and it's also, I think, what is achievable because the Israelis have put a strong proposal on the table. They've demonstrated that they're willing to compromise, and now it's on Hamas.
Back in this country, Michael Sisick has the latest testimony from Donald Trump's hush money trial.
Lawyer Keith Davidson testified he made arrangements on behalf of former Playboy model Karen McDougal and porn actor Stormy Daniels. McDougal was paid $150,000 by the National Enquirer, and Stormy Daniels received $130,000 from Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen.
The judge has held Trump in contempt of court and fined him $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order. This is AP News. A Japanese version of Get Off My Lawn? Hiya Panjwani explains.
What does a town do when it's had enough of its tourists? It hides one of its iconic sites. Fujikawa Guchiko is a town known for being home to a near-perfect shot of Mount Fuji, seeming as if it's sitting atop a local convenience store. Since the photo spot has gained popularity, locals have complained about visitors blocking narrow sidewalks, crowding the street, or walking into neighbors' properties. So, the town is building a more than 8 feet tall black mesh net to block the view of Mount Fuji. Anthony Hawk, a 26-year-old tourist from France, thinks the screen is an overreaction by officials.
There is not that much, like, very special here, to be honest. It's just a Lawson and the Mount Fuji in the background.
Hawk thinks it's just a viral photo sensation.
For me, I don't think it is rational.
The net is expected to go up by mid-May. I'm Haya Benjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.